This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome to today's show. I have a very special guest lined up for you today. His name is Eric Julian, and we will be talking to you about the science of extraterrestrials, UFOs explained at last. However, I'd like to take a few minutes right now and to give a special thanks to all of the networks and the great affiliates on Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network. First of all, John with Ghost Radio Australia, Scott with 1690 AM, Omaha, Nebraska, Richard just joining the Journeys family from Cosmic Dimensions Radio, Jeff with Omni Sound Radio One Network, and Daniel at WIRN. Thanks to each and every one of you guys. We so appreciate you. And you can check them out and more at my website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. And while you're there, you can check out all the latest news under the Journeys News section. And of course, while you're there as well, if you've missed a show, you can check out the archives. You can get to them right from the front page. And also, you can find out how to book an appointment for a reading, and of course, any special events that are coming out. And please check out Fate Magazine, the official sponsor of Journeys. Now again, tonight's extraordinary guest is Eric Julian, and again, we're going to be talking about the science of extraterrestrials, UFOs explained at last. So let me talk a little bit about that. Finally, there is a breakthrough work that solves the mystery of UFOs and the paranormal phenomena, and after a more than half a century of investigation, Eric Julian offers global and a scientific solution to one of the greatest challenges known to the sciences. Now, for Julian, the fractal nature of time and its three dimensions led to the emergence of a revolutionary global theory, absolute relativity. This is going to prove to be a most fascinating show for each and every one of you out there listening. This is a must-want-to-stay-and-listen show for you guys tonight. So stay with us, and we're going to be right back with more of Journeys and Eric Julian in the Science of Extraterrestrials.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Thank you, each and every one of you, for staying with us tonight. We have, as I talked about earlier, a very special guest. His name is Eric Julian, and we are going to be talking about UFOs explained at last, and the title of his book today is called The Science of Extraterrestrials. It's going to be an exciting show. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm very glad to be with you today, and I hope that the subject will be taken very seriously by our listeners.
Oh, you know, I think they do. I think the people that listen to this show, Eric, are wanting to be informed. They're wanting to be educated. They're wanting to share with the information. And so I think that's going to be really positive for people. But let's get back to your book for a second on the, you know, the whole, I've read most of your book, and I explained to you, but I would like to know, because I didn't see it anywhere in there, where does this book come from? How did you come to write this book?
Well, first of all, I'm a self-educated scientist. I've learned science and physics through books and having read many books about science. But I've received most of the information from the ETs themselves. That's why I call the book, The Science of Extraterrestrials, because it's due to contacts with them.
So you are an actual contactee. When did that start for you? My goodness.
Yes, most of the people call me contactee, but I prefer the term contactors. Contactor, you know, because this is something more proactive and more interesting for the human beings to be in touch with them. You know, they love to be in touch with human beings if each person can do things by themselves. That's the main point. I mean, for the contacts.
So and I hope I'm not getting off the track too much here. When were you first contacted, and do they tell you where they're from or what their purpose is or anything like that that would help people to understand where this information is coming from through you?
Yes, it's we can say that it's a long story because it has began when I was a child, and later, you know, I have got about 20-25 contacts with them in different forms, psychically, physically, and I've got some information from them when I was on board. And so the problem with them is to define what they are, and this is very difficult. We, of course, call them extraterrestrials, but I prefer to call them extratemporals because they are from another time flow. And this is the main point of the book, The Science of Extraterrestrial. So my journey with them is has begun with a target. You know, I've been. It's maybe good to for the listeners to know who I am in terms of professional experience.
That'd be great.
Yes, I've been a fighter pilot trainee first in the French Air Force when I was 18. So after national selection. And then I have been military air traffic controller. I was in Reims. You know, this is northeast of Paris when I lived in France, because now I live in the USA. And so when I was air traffic controller, I saw a target from east to west at about 20,000 kilometers per hour. It means about 17,000 miles per hour. And it was very strange for me to see this on my panoramic screen when I was controller. And then I've been a commercial jet pilot in a French airline company. I've been certified twin jets. I've been then a station manager in a French airline too with a postgraduate degree in economic science on new technologies. And at last, I've been the airport manager within the Aéroport de Paris, you know, the major airports around Paris. And I've got a certificate of airport senior manager from the National School of Civil Aviation in France. So I'm, you know, what I call a technician of the aviation industry. And I didn't have a lot of sightings when I was or pilot neither air traffic controller in the military air force, but I've got one of my colleagues. One year after my sighting on the scope, having a sighting, it was about at 10 p.m. at night. I mean, it was the summertime, and he saw a saucer hovering the headquarters of the base where we live. It was the Reims Air Force Base. 112 in France, and it was very weird because it has lasted about 10 minutes, and with, you know, I could say the standard model of saucer with lights around, you know, lights below the fuselage of the saucer, and it was very strange for him, and he has reported this event in a long report to the, you know, the service within the CNES, National Space Agency in France, saying that he has seen. So at the beginning, it was just a relationship, very quite normal, you know, as thousands of witnesses having seen a UFO. But after, in 1990, I've got a daydream after, I mean, during a nap when I was a commercial pilot. after a mission to a foreign country. And I saw a technical design of a UFO, and I was surrounded by three creatures. I was sure they were not human. And it was very strange because I wasn't very surprised of their presence. I wasn't able to see them, but I just felt their presence. And they asked me just to see at a diagram. They wanted me to understand. It was the diagram of, you know, the mechanism of a ship. And I've drawn, you know, this ship after when I woke up back to this nap. But it was very difficult to remember all the details. So 12 years after, it means about 2002, I've got a transcendental experience which was preceded by a loud noise and very, very loud, I mean, above, just above the house. And so I've got lights above the house. I've got a triangle craft about 10 meters above the house. No, I've got a lot of contact, a lot of sightings very close to me. And at last, I've got an abduction in 2003, and another physical encounter with the friendly ETs, what I call the blue beings, and I've been boarding in a ship for 3 hours in a physical time, but it means 10 days in high time density. And maybe we will we'll talk about this high time density, which is the nature of time, in fact.
Okay.
So what I want to point out is that, you know, military people have followed me and have hovered my house with an helicopter, have come very close to my house, trying to see whether there were traces on the field where we had prepared for landing area for a coming approach of a UFO. I mean, my story is quite, you know, long with the ETs. So they wanted me to transmit two messages. The main one is a scientific message through the book The Science of Extraterrestrial, and the second one is a warning. You know that the UFO era corresponds with the nuclear weapons era too. And so the message is that we are a threat for them when we use the nuclear weapons. So this is a very important message because, of course, most of the time people think that they told us not to use nuclear weapons because it's danger for us. But in fact, this is a danger for them too in terms of space-time structure destruction. And this is the point they to understand rapidly, because I guess that a next big wave of UFO sightings will be due to the use of nuclear weapons.
Well, now, I will tell you, when I was reading your book and I read that part in there about the correlation between their really becoming very prominent, where their sightings were all over, were when nuclear technology was brought forward. And so I thought that, for myself, I thought, well, yeah, it makes total sense. That they, and you know, it's not honestly the first time that I heard it, but it was the first time after reading your book, and I was really, really focused on that when I went, okay, now I better understand what the purpose is for their continuing, I guess, presence being known, you know, throughout the world, because nuclear technology is an extraordinarily dangerous technology, and we use it for, you know, power plants and things like that. I just cringe at the idea of nuclear power plants. You know, anything that can be used for good obviously can usually be used for bad as well. But they did not create nuclear technology for the purpose of being beneficial in the very beginning anyway. So I'm glad to see that, you know, they're reaching out and touching people such as yourself to bring forward this message about how very dangerous it is, not only to us, but certainly to them. And that kind of gets us into the rest of it, is to how that does affect them based on, and I'll use the term, where they're located, in, if you want to call that a physicality, in where they're located.
Yes, yeah, this is, I mean, a very important point to understand regarding the UFO sightings in the past. You know that, of course, the UFO era began with the nuclear era, too, in about 1947 with the sighting of Kenneth Arnold. But there were a superposition of the statistical patterns for observations of UFOs with those of nuclear tests all over, I mean, the history, all over the past 50 years. I mean, you know, the last tests were in 1998 by India. But you have heard about probably Jean-Jacques Vidasco, who was, I mean, the former director of the CEPRA, now the GEPAN, in France. This is a service, you know, within the National Space Agency in France. And this service has collected and gathered a lot of data regarding UFO sightings, and there is a correlation between the sightings above nuclear sites and the nuclear explosions. I mean, they are materialized because what it is done is to see the link between the UFO sightings with pilot sightings and radar sighting too in the same time for one event. And it's so that, in fact, this is exactly the same curve as the nuclear explosions in the atmosphere. This is a very, very important point. So, and he was fired from this service for having written a book and published a book about this. So this
Imagine
is very
that.
Important for us to understand this. So we have to know, too, that the same people are behind nuclear deployment, especially in the United States, and official reports on UFOs. Condom, for example, Condom was a scientist in the nuclear field, and this is something which is not, you know, pointed out by most of the skeptics. So we know now that this is the same person wanting to deny the UFO sightings, and they are the same one behind the nuclear deployment. And at last, the UFOs are often spotted over nuclear sites, and even today, you have heard about, you know, the different sightings in Iran,
right.
in China,
right.
in India, and so on. This is not, you know, a coincidence. This is something very real, very important for us to understand. So now, the problem is how to explain this. How is it possible that our nuclear explosions, our local nuclear explosions, can possibly affect people far from us in space? This is the point.
Well,
and this is what I have explained in the science of extraterrestrials through the study of the nuclear of the time nature. Sorry. So, and this is something. I mean, today I've been approached after having published this book in USA. I've been approached by a group of experts wanting to reproduce Alien Vehicle, and they want me to help because of this new theory, what I call the absolute relativity. And they want to understand, you know, that time is something very important in the UFO sightings because there are huge acceleration, missing time, and so on. So all these phenomena are not really explained, and that's why they have been pleased by this book, and they want me to help for this project, which is linked with the CIA. It's very important to understand.
Wow. Okay, well, now that you just blew my socks off, that's amazing. I mean, that is totally amazing. We don't have enough time left in this segment to get into all of that, because I want to bring people back, Eric, and let's get into the science of that. But I think this is an extraordinarily important show for people out there that are wanting that information, as you were speaking about, Eric, about the missing time and all of that stuff as it relates to the nuclear settings and time frames on our Earth plane, because I think that's very, very important. And so you guys stay with us, because we're going to be right back with more of Eric Julian and the science of extraterrestrials. It's sure to be a great show. So hang on, and we're going to be right back right after this.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. Or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall, only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE, 1-800-729-SAVE.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Those of you who are just now tuning in, we're getting into a really wonderful conversation with Eric Julian, the science of extraterrestrials, UFOs explained at last. You just kind of blew me away on the last, on the first segment there, Eric. So maybe what we need to do is to have you explain what the science is and what it is that we're actually supposed to understand.
Well, of course, the problem today is to understand the nature of time. Just a word to show you how it is difficult to understand the time nature. There is, for example, an institute in Russia for the exploration of time nature. There are about a dozen of scientists having written about this nature of time, which is very complicated to understand because we have difference, you know, in our main theory theories, I mean, in the actual science. We have contradiction between quantum physics, and general relativity of Einstein.
Right.
So this is, we know that we have something to understand which is not expressed correctly today. And all things are coming from the time nature. So now, what is the time nature you have heard from the ETs? Because the whole book is dedicated to the time nature study. And, you know, the time is the less understood physical science, as I told you. And many works have been done by many scientists, but no one has got the answer for the moment. Even, I mean, the one having and trying, I mean, to dying the time nature. So, we don't understand even the UFO behaviors. And so the benevolent ETs taught me that time has three dimensions. The time is fractal. It means it reproduces itself according to different scales. And discontinuous. It means that it's quantized through cycles. You know that the ancient people have spoken about the cycles, which are very important in astrology, for example.
Right.
And this is the cycles is the key, you know, because in fact we talk about, you know, the arrow of time from the past to the future. But we have, in fact, segments of time with different scales. What we feel the time flow is, in fact, just a segment of the time, but we feel it from our physical body, from the physical point of view. But in fact, there are different cycles, and what we call the frequencies are, in fact, the expression of these cycles. The problem is that the frequency is based on a conventional time unit, and what we call the arrow of time is but an arbitrary way to consider all the phenomena. It means that we see the phenomena through only one time flow, which is the physical one, and this is the same thing, of course, with the clocks in the physical world. So it means that the strict causality, because, you know, causality means time flow, the strict causality does not exist, and the equations which express a particular causality just describe a particular point of view, the one of the human observer. So that's why this is something which is very difficult. This is, you know, like the fishes in the water, in the ocean. They don't know that they are air just above the sea level, and they just don't feel the water around. And this is the same thing for the time. And the reality is that time exists within the phenomena, in the frequency. When you draw a line representing the time, the arrow of time, in fact, this is a subjective way to represent the time, because the time is within the sinusoid itself. And when we draw the arrow of time, we just express something which is impossible to draw another way. You should, you know, this is like this kind of what we call in France the accordéon. You know, this is this instrument with which blows, you know, the hair, and it get the music.
Oh yeah.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you have to compress it to broaden it to have music.
Right.
And this movement is like the way the time is working. So according to the time flow you are in, you will be materialized or not. And this is due to, you know, the term, what we call the entropy. Because entropy depends on the time arrow, and therefore the time arrow is stroboscopic. So The Science of Extraterrestrial, my book, I mean, is founded on an intimate knowledge of the nature of time, and I call the density of time, you know, this different time flows. And when you've got a very high time density, you are dematerialized. You are in a stroboscopic time flow, which is impossible to see or to feel from our physical world, and then our physical feeling of time flow. So it means that when we dream, for example, we have we are in these stroboscopic parts of the time flow, which is impossible to feel in the physical body. And we fill it with another kind of body, which is the astral body, for example, which is the spiritual body, and so on. So the higher the frequency, the higher the time density. But of course, we see the frequency from our physical point of view, and this is the main difficult point to understand, of course. So with this very single concept of time, which is fractal, it means reproducing itself in different scales, there is a law which is very important to understand for the time being and the time coming, which is the more space, the less time, and conversely, when we understand the time as quantized. So what does it mean? It means that the missing time is the main principle of the time flow. The missing time. When we dream, we forget the dream because we have get information from this missing time according to the physical point of view. And we can explain anti-gravity, huge acceleration, missing time of, I mean, the witness, the falling leaves behavior of the UFOs, the blurred photographs. You know, it's when we photograph we know that we have photographs of a UFO, but most of the time it's blurred. And why? It's just because it's equivalent to a movement of the UFO, but it's on the same location. So we can explain the vehicle disruptions, the silence of UFOs, the animal reactions, UFO in clouds, the change of the shape of the UFO, because the parts of the UFO is in another time density, for example. We can understand the change of size. Most of the people know the special relativity of Einstein, saying that when you go faster and faster until the speed of light, the time is slowing, of course. But most of the people don't know that the size is decreasing too. And this is exactly what happens with the UFO when they accelerate. In fact, they diminish their size in the same time. And we can explain the formation of crop circles too, the truncated beam, the vessels which multiply and so on, the radar detection behavior and so on, and even, of course, the abductions. So all things is with this single concept given by the ETs just for us to understand what is our next step, what our future, what we have to understand. And of course, one of the main points is that death does not exist at all.
Okay. We simply move into another space.
Yes.
Or time.
So what I've written is that time has three dimensions. You know, we know the three dimensions of space, of course.
Right.
And Einstein has supposed that space-time is made of three dimensions of space and one dimension of time, which is what we call a poor topology. I have written in 2002, just after my experience of contact with ETs, the blue beings, who are, 5 feet tall, big head, big eyes, thin, with blue skin, and very kind, and with slow movements. So they told me that the time has three dimensions. And just in 2007, a top scientist has written a theory of a 3D time 5 years after the reception of my information, the ET information. This is very interesting. And I've heard that, in 1990, I've been taught about the different components of the technology of craft, of ET craft, which are, double rotors, superconductors, oscillator, and a torus, the donut shape. And so I have heard recently that another top scientist has written a theory with the ring, permitting for a traveler to travel in time and in space faster than light. So this is very interesting to see that what I have been taught years before is now relevant for scientists.
Awesome. That makes what you do an understanding for yourself that, okay, this is a confirmation for you.
Yes, this is a confirmation, but, for me, it's I already knew,
Right.
But it's confirmation for my readers. And this is interesting because, the book is not about my contacts with ETs. Not at all.
No,
it's
not.
It's just science.
It is.
Yes. And so the problem today for scientists is that we don't need anymore the Big Bang, the dark matter or dark energy. We don't need any wormhole, any string theory, any more than three space dimensions, like, we've got in string theories. We need 10 to 26 space dimensions. But with the three time dimensions, we don't need any more this kind of stuff. And this is very difficult for scientists, even top scientists, to admit it. Because, of course, it's a life of mistakes.
Yeah, and it's very hard for somebody once they've dedicated their life to that, and that's their belief, and they work many years to try to prove what they think is correct, and then come to find out that it may not be. Many scientists, unfortunately, Julian, at that point, just continue on. They don't stop and rethink what they've been doing.
Yes, the mainstream media are wanting to teach us that the science has proved and has given the main solutions to science, I mean, to humanity. But in fact, we have to rediscover it. And one of the former director of the magazine Nature has written something saying that, no, we don't have the solution today, and we have to rethink the space-time nature. And now we know that we have to work on the time nature itself, because one time dimension in the general relativity or special relativity is not enough. And we that's why we see different proposals with different time dimensions. But it has been given to me 5 years before, you know.
Right, right. Well, that, you know, that's just absolutely some awesome information. And, you know, and I think that's interesting that they chose you to bring forth the science of this when you yourself have called yourself a self-educated scientist. So I think that's just very awesome. Obviously, they wanted you to share this information about the science of what extraterrestrials really are, and all of this. It's the whole scientific community opening once people can grasp the concept of the time thing. And, you know, you do that very well in your book. You know, like I said, I was reading it, and it really, there was a lot of things in there that really resonated. Now, I will be really honest, Eric, is that I didn't understand exactly everything because I'm not a scientist and I don't have the knowledge of the scientific terms.
Yes.
But conceptually, I understood exactly what was being presented in your book.
Yes, this is the point. I mean, it's there is different levels of reading this book, and I wanted to give, you know, a part for everyone. And of course, there is a complicated part for the mathematicians and physicists. But most of the people having read the book has understood perfectly the points and how it works. And especially when I speak about the different scales of the universe, when you speak about the galaxy scale, it's not absolutely not the same thing as the atom scales in terms of energy, in terms of time flow, and so on. So that's why there is some keywords to remind. It's the more space, the less time, and conversely. And when you have this, it's very easy to understand it. But of course, it was, you know, when with such a title, The Science of Extraterrestrials, I was forced to speak a little bit about complicated things. But, of course, for the readers, it's not a problem at all. You can, you know, just zap the part, which is a little bit complex, and go to the end, I mean, because the complex part is just in the middle. And when you go to the end of the book, you have all the solutions of the different phenomena regarding UFOs, even, you know, paranormal phenomena, too. And what is important for us is once we have understood the principles of the time nature, it is easy to understand. And this is something very, very important to us to know or to see the extraterrestrials, is that they are just able to incarnate at will. We know birth, life, and death, and then something in between, if you believe in a reincarnation. But they do this at will. They come on the physical path, on the physical plane of existence at will. It means just with this principle of the time flow change. And this is the problem today to understand, because they become tiny when they go to higher time densities, and we see the world within, you know, from our physical perspective, but we have to forget it and to think that we are first spiritual minds, spiritual souls, traveling through different scales of the universe.
And, you know, and in your book, I will tell you, the illustrations of that is you know, remarkably well done, so that anyone just even looking at the illustrations can figure out what it was that you were trying to say, even when they don't read the words. And you guys, Eric, we're out of time on this segment, but don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back with more of Eric Julian and the Science of Extraterrestrials. Stay with us.
Get your personal and private reading from Rebecca. To schedule an appointment, call 1-888-95-TAROT. That's 1-888-958-2768. Find out where your life's journeys will take you.
The recording industry is at it again. They're attempting to shut down all internet radio stations. That is, unless they agree to pay them more money than the business could ever possibly make. Protect your right to the most diverse internet content landscape. Write or email your congressman and senator and ask them to work to repeal the decision of March 2nd by the Copyright Royalty Board. SaveNetRadio.org. Do it now. SaveNetRadio.org.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that's 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Tolerance is accepting someone before they walk through the door.
No matter what their background, their religion, their lifestyle.
It's about accepting people for who they are as individuals.
Their culture, their family, their tradition.
Tolerance is celebrating the diversity that makes us great.
Tolerance. Honor the differences.
Picture a world of respect. Visit tolerance.org to learn more.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and thank you all for hanging with us here today. We're here with Eric Julian talking about the science of extraterrestrials and UFOs, explained at last. So, you know, you gave us there's just so much information that you gave us in this show today, Eric. First of all, thank you very much for that. But second of all, what does the future hold for us in regards to this information? What is its benefit? What can we all do as individuals besides getting your book and reading it and making a better understanding of how the science of extraterrestrials really do work?
Well, the science of extraterrestrials is one of the teaching I've got from the ETs. And this is, you know, like a large structure of teaching and what they want us to understand and, you know, become. So the future, what is our future, and what will be the future with the extraterrestrials? So we have to remind that my first point in public arena, is, you know, the world, ET world referendum, do you wish that we show up? This referendum is, you know, a text of about 11 pages. You can find it on the web through etreferendum.com. So the first message I've been in touch with ETs through a remote viewing session, and the message was very fast, very clear, and have had to translate it in the human words. So in few words, to make a long story short, the question is, do you wish that we show up? I have to point out that it's benevolent ETs, of course. And they tell us, so you are facing great dangers in the future. So now we can avoid this in allowing you to see us, thousands of ships in the skies all over the world. But we have to ask you your permission to do this first. So this referendum has been translated in 20 languages in more than 100 countries all over the world through the web. And it has been something very great. When you type, do you wish that we show up on a Google engine search, or search engine, I mean, you will have about 65 million links. So it was the first step. Second step was the warning, the May 25th warning with a tsunami last year. So we have to know that there are several signs showing that something happened. Not a big tsunami, but it was a conditional prediction, conditioned with the decision to make or not the divine strike test, which is, to prepare the deep buster to launch to the Iran nuclear facilities.
Right.
So, and the decision has been made on May 25th, exactly the day I warned for a big tsunami in the Atlantic Ocean. So, and they have the military has decided not to make this test because it was related to the warning. So now have published the book, The Science of Extraterrestrials, to let the people know how it works. And this is very important to be educated, self-educated with this science. Because if you understand it, you will understand all the consequences of it. And now for the future, what is the future? There will come if we make a nuclear war, and something is coming now with the nuclear war beginning with Iran. But we can still choose. That's why now I can announce publicly that something big will come regarding the ET disclosure in the future, in the very next weeks. And I wanted to point out that we should understand and we should know that we have evidence now to allow us to believe these messages. So it's just a simple declaration, but it's a big one. Because it's going to be, it's going to be in the media, in the mainstream media, in the world.
Wow. I got the goose willies on that one, Eric. Wow.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Here's what I recommend that we do right now before we run out of time is to let people know how they can get this book so that they can read up on it so they can better understand even more so the need for this information. So if you will, please give them your website and an email address.
Well, first of all, everybody can buy this book through Amazon.com. You type, in a search engine, The Science of Extraterrestrials, and you will find it easily. The second is the website of my publisher, which is AliesBooks.com, AliesBooks.com, and you will have different articles about the nature of what I've written and what we have spoken about today.
And that's going to be absolutely fabulous. And for those of you who may not have had a pencil or paper available, that website, AliesBooks.com, will be a hot link on the front page, so you can simply go right from my front page to that page in order to read the articles and also definitely check out Amazon.com to get a copy of the book. So when this ET disclosures, you said in the next few weeks, Eric, you say it's going to be all over in the media. Is this something that you're going to be a part of, or?
For different reasons, I can't tell you what, in terms of threats and so on,
Okay.
Because, I've been visited by many three-letter agencies and so on.
I like that, three-letter agencies.
Yes.
We have quite a few of those on the earth, don't we?
Yes,
those three-letter agencies. Well, I will tell you, this has been an absolute eye-opener today here, Eric, with you. I so appreciate it, having you on, and obviously We hope that we hear from you again. We'd like to invite you back again at a later date when it's convenient, and certainly update the audience and share some more of your wonderful information and knowledge with us. We so appreciate it.
I did appreciate it to be invited by you, Rebecca, because you are so kind and you make a very great job in the educated people. I do thank you, the listeners, to be patient enough.
Oh, and you're just fabulous. And thank you so much, Eric. You guys don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan, host of Journeys with Rebecca. As a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, let me help answer your life's questions. Schedule your personal and private reading appointment with me. Call 1-888-958-2768 or log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Where will your life's journey lead you?
To check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Close your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Thank you to my wonderful guest, Eric Julian, as we had our conversation about the science of extraterrestrials. Now, you can get more information at its website, and that's alliesbooks.com. And again, thank you for listening. And, of course, you can find out all the information on tonight's guest at my website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. And, of course, the official sponsor of Journeys with Rebecca Radio Show is Fate Magazine, so while you're there, check them out as well. And you can certainly find information on you, too, can be a sponsor of the show. You know, next week's guest is going to be a very special guest as well. This is going to be the channeled goddess called Sophia. And this is absolutely going to be a delightful show, and we will be taking your live calls. So here's the number for next week's live show on Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time, 913-871-8177. And again, that number will be posted to the website as well, journeyswithrebecca.com. And check out for all the special events, as I'm going to be traveling around the country facilitating workshops, spirit guide communications, meditations, and many others. So if you're interested in hosting one, or maybe would like to attend one in your city, please contact me at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And again, thanks for tonight's guest. Thank you for listening. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings and good night.